天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那根据一个最新的数据统计，现在全球自称为基督徒的人约达27亿。那为何有这么多的基督徒，这个世界却看似越来越堕落呢？甚至是在神学院或者教会里面都存在着各种各样的问题，那这背后真正的原因究竟是什么呢？我们怎样才能成为一个与神同行的基督徒呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们打开圣经，跟着麦克牧师一起寻找答案吧。
Hello, listening friends. We are glad you've joined us again tonight.
亲爱的朋友，你好，今天很高兴你再次收听我们的节目。
And I'm glad you are listening to this very special and important series of messages.
很高兴你收听这个非常特别又很重要的系列信息。
We want you to know everything about the real enemy.
我们希望你认识有关那真正敌人的一切。
Even Satan himself.
就是撒旦他自己。
And tonight I want to talk to you about what makes him thrive.
今天我要讲撒旦的势力得以扩充的原因。
There are so many Christians around the world today who are living a defeated life.
今天世界上有许多的基督徒过着失败的生活。
So many Christians around the world who are saved but unproductive.
世界上有许多基督徒虽然是得救了，却没有果效。
They are perpetually spinning their wheels.
他们的齿轮不断地转动。却徒劳无功。
They know the Lord,
他们认识主，
but they are not going anywhere with him.
但他们并没有与主同行。
And I am convinced in my own heart,
我心里很肯定，
that if we are ever able to peek into Satan's goal-setting program,
假如我们能看看撒旦所定的计划目标，
we are going to discover that his number one goal is to make Christians ineffective.
我们会发现撒旦的首要目标就是要令基督徒失去功能。
To keep them from comprehending and understanding and applying the word of God in their lives.
撒旦要阻止他们了解明白神的话语并实践在生活中。
Today, we continue exposing the enemy and his method of operation.
今天我们要继续揭穿敌人的真面目和他的阴谋。
And I want to focus on what really makes Satan thrive among believers.
我想集中讲撒旦如何在信徒中扩张他的势力。
My text is familiar to some of you.
我所要读的经文可能你也熟悉。
It is found in Matthew 13.
就是马太福音13章。
In that parable, Jesus tells us what makes Satan thrive.
主耶稣用比喻告诉我们撒旦何以会成功。
It is simply this.
道理很简单。
He wants to succeed in blunting the effect of the power of the word of God in your life.
他要使神的话语在你的生命中失去作用。
Hebrews 4:12 tells us.
希伯来书四章十二节说。
That the word of God is living.
神的道是活泼的。
It is alive.
神的话是活的。
And it is active.
是动态的。
The word of God is sharper than two-edged sword.
神的话比一切两刃的剑更锋利。
Piercing the division of soul and spirit.
能刺入剖开魂与灵。
Of the joints and the marrow.
骨节与骨髓。
And discerning the thoughts and the intentions of the heart.
能辨明心中的思念和主意。
The word of God is a powerful thing, and Satan knows that.
撒旦知道神的道大有能力。
I meet lots of people in my travel.
我在各地旅行时遇到过许多人。
And they get surprised when I tell them that Satan is a believer.
当我告诉他们撒旦也是相信者，他们都感到很奇怪。
They say, what do you mean by a believer?
他们说，你说撒旦也是相信者，这是什么意思啊？
The Bible says that Satan believes and trembles.
圣经说，魔鬼也信神，却是信得战惊。
He is a believer because he knows how powerful the word of God is.
他信神，因为他知道神的道有多厉害。
He knows that it is powerful to change life.
他知道神的道能够改变生命。
He knows that it is powerful to convict of sin.
他知道神的道能够叫罪人悔改。
He knows that it is powerful to condemn and judge.
他知道神的道能够定人的罪，并且审判人。
He knows it is powerful to encourage and uplift.
他知道神的道能够使人得到激励和鼓舞。
He knows it is powerful to forgive and restore.
他知道神的道能够使人得到宽恕和复原。
He knows it is powerful to produce fruit.
他知道神的道能够结出果实。
It is powerful to accomplish God's purpose in your life tonight.
今天神的道就能帮助你完成神在你生命中的计划。
And that's what Jesus wants us to know from this parable of the soil.
因此主耶稣要我们明白这土壤的比喻。
Some people call it the parable of the sower.
有些人称它为撒种的比喻。
But it's really the parable of the soil.
其实它是土壤的比喻。
The focus is the soil.
重点在于土壤。
We have established in the past several weeks that Satan is not stupid.
过去几星期我们认识到撒旦并不愚蠢。
Lucifer was one of the brightest and the shiniest of all the created angelic beings.
路西弗在所有受造的天使里是最光明、最灿烂的其中之一。
And he knows how powerful the word of God is.
他知道神的道有多厉害。
And that he cannot do anything about it.
但他却没有办法对付神的道。
He knows that he cannot change it.
他知道他不能改变神的道。
He knows that he cannot water it down.
他知道他不能冲淡神的道。
He knows that he cannot modify it.
他知道他不能修改神的道。
He knows that it is the power of dynamite.
他知道神的道具有爆炸力。
So he does the next best thing.
充其量他能做的。
He works on the soils in which the seed of the word of God will go.
就是向神的道种所落下的那些土壤来动手脚。
He focuses all his attention towards stopping the seed from being planted.
他处心积虑地拦阻种子栽种在土壤里。
He concentrates his energy on the condition of the soil.
他集中力量来影响土壤的质量。
And that is you, the recipient, and your heart and your mind.
你就是接受道种的人，你的心思意念就是土壤。
He does all of his work toward keeping the word of God from doing its job in your life.
魔鬼千方百计地阻止神的道在你生命中动工。
And when it gets planted, he does everything in his power to prevent it from growing and germinating.
但当神道的种子在你心中栽种了，魔鬼就要全力阻止它萌芽生长。
Finally, if it does grow,
一旦种子终究成长起来，
he works hard to prevent it from producing fruit.
他就努力阻止它结出果实。
I want you to think about this for a moment.
请你想一想。
Think of what the devil is doing all over the world.
想想魔鬼在这世上所做的一切。
Trying to stop the word of God from being effective.
他就是要阻挠神的道发生功效。
All he has to do is to assign one of or two of his demons to destroy some of the leaders.
他只要派一两个恶魔邪灵去打击教会的领袖。
And they will affect many others.
就能够影响许多人了。
In Matthew 13, Jesus tells us that the sower went forth to sow.
在马太福音十三章那里，耶稣说有一个人出去撒种。
Look at verse 37.
请看三十七节。
He said that the sower is the Son of God.
他说那撒种的人就是神的儿子。
And as soon as the sower gets out and starts sowing the seed,
当撒种的人出去开始撒种的时候，
Satan goes out and work too.
撒旦也同时出去做工。
He said that the first type of soil is the soil that goes on the edge of the field.
他说 第一种土地就是田间的路旁。
And that is the border between two farms.
也就是两块田之间的边界。
It is a place where the earth is compacted and packed up.
那里的泥土比较结实坚硬。
It is a place where the foot and the hoof have walked many times and made the soil to be hard and compacted.
那里经常被人和牲畜践踏，以致泥土变得坚硬而结实。
It is a strip in the field where the soil is not prepared to receive the seed.
那是田地的通道，不预备撒种的。
This is the first type of soil.
这是第一种土壤。
And when the seed falls on this hard land,
当种子掉在这硬土上，
what happened?
有什么事情发生呢？
It stays there until the birds come and snatch it and run away with it.
这里说有飞鸟来吃尽了。
In Matthew 13:19,
在马太福音十三章十九节那里。
In Matthew 13:19, Jesus explained this part of the parable this way.
马太福音十三章十九节，耶稣解释这段比喻。
The hardened soil, he said, is the person who does not understand or comprehend the Scripture.
硬的泥土就是那些听见天国道理而不明白的人。
It is the person who does not understand the power of the Word of God.
是那些不明白神的道是大有能力的人。
Some of you who are listening to me right now don't understand the power of the Word of God.
你们中间可能也有人不明白神的道是大有能力的。
And God wants you to comprehend that tonight.
神希望今天你能够明白。
So what is Satan's strategy for that one?
撒旦对不明白神的道的人有何策略呢？
He gives us three strategies here.
他有三个策略。
The first strategy is this.
第一个策略是
Those who have hardened hearts,
对那些心硬的人
He goes immediately and picks up the seed off the ground.
魔鬼会立刻来到拾起地上的种子。
Those who are the type of people who get some emotional feelings when they hear the word of God,
这是指有些人听见神的道当时会有些激动。
They will get teary-eyed.
可能还会流泪。
But otherwise their hearts are hardened as a rock.
但心里却硬得像石头一样。
Nothing penetrates them.
什么都不能穿透。
They may go to church on occasions.
他们偶尔到教会去。
But nothing gets through to their heart.
但他们的心不被感动。
They may read the Bible on occasions.
他们有时会读读圣经。
But nothing gets through to them.
但他们什么都看不进去。
Here is Satan's strategy.
这就是撒旦的策略。
First, he blinds their mind.
首先他蒙蔽人的思想。
So they don't understand the word of God.
以致他们不明白神的道。
Secondly,
第二。
He tries to make them forget what they have heard as soon as they hear it.
撒旦要使人忘掉刚听过的道。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because if the seed is allowed to germinate, it will produce fruit.
因为一旦种子萌芽生长，就会结出果实来。
And Satan does not like that.
撒旦当然不喜欢了。
He works hard at that.
他会尽量在这方面下功夫。
So I want to tell you tonight.
所以我今天要告诉你。
That if one of his demons succeeds in removing the word of God from your mind.
如果魔鬼能从你心里拿走神的道。
If the word of God is going in one ear and coming out the other,
如果神的道从你左耳入右耳出,
if you are not able to apply the word of God into your business and into your home,
如果你不能将神的道实践在工作场所和你的家中,
then you have allowed Satan to succeed.
那你就容许撒旦成功了。
If he can succeed in getting you to substitute human wisdom for God's wisdom,
如果他能够令你用人的智慧代替神的智慧
then he has succeeded.
那他就成功了。
If he can succeed in getting you to substitute counseling for the power of God,
如果他能够令你依赖人的辅导而不再依靠神的大能
then he has succeeded.
那他就成功了。
If he succeeds in satisfying your thirst for the word of God by some other fountain,
如果他能令你渴望别的东西代替神的道
then he has succeeded.
那他已经成功了。
Succeeded in what, you might ask?
你会问撒旦在哪方面成功呢？
Satan has succeeded in snatching away the good seed of the gospel like a vulture.
撒旦就好像秃鹰一样，从你心中夺走了福音的种子。
The raven is a very common bird.
乌鸦是一种很普通的鸟。
You see it all the time.
你常常都见得到。
And as soon as they see their prey, they quickly go in a twinkling of an eye and snatch it away.
当他们一看见猎物，在眨眼之间就会迅速捕获它。
Well, that's how Satan works.
撒旦就是这么做的。
First of all, he fills your mind and clutters your mind with all kinds of things so you cannot think of anything else.
首先他会充满你的思想，搅乱你的思维，使你无法再想其他东西。
So that the seed of the word of God cannot penetrate in your mind.
使得神的道不能透进你的思想里去。
I have known people who go from church to church.
我认识一些人去了一间又一间的教会。
From teacher to teacher,
跟了一个又一个的老师。
From seminar to seminar,
参加一次又一次的研讨会。
And they go from one place to another, but nothing is happening inside of them.
他们去这里去那里，他们的内心却毫无变化。
Why?
为什么？
Because Satan has convinced them that all they need is more seed, more seed, more seed.
因为撒旦使他们以为自己需要更多、更多、更多的种子。
When in reality, that is not true.
然而事实并非如此。
What they need is the plowing of the Holy Spirit to plow the soil of their hearts in order that the Word of God can be planted.
他们需要让圣灵将心里的土壤翻起来耕耘，适合栽种神的道种。
Is the soil of your heart compacted tonight?
今天你心里的泥土是不是刚硬的
？Do you want to know how it became that way?
你知道怎么样会变成这样的吗
？Here's what the Bible said.
圣经在这里说。
Psalm 66:18.
诗篇66:18.
If I regard a sin in my heart, my prayers will not be answered.
我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
So if there is a sin in your life and you have got that sin rationalized.
所以如果你犯了罪又找借口解释
Then you know that your heart is compacted.
那你就知道你的心田是刚硬的。
And in this case, all the preaching and all the teaching in the world is not going to penetrate.
这样世上所有讲的道和教导都不能进入你的心。
What you need to do is repent.
你需要悔改。
Confess your sin.
承认你的罪。
Because confession is that plowing of the soil, that compacted soil.
因为认罪就是将结实的泥土犁松。
If your heart is hardened tonight,
如果你的心今天仍然刚硬
confession can begin to break down and shake up this hard soil.
只要认罪就可以把结实的泥土翻松耕耘好。
And allows the word of God to begin to penetrate.
让神的道进入你心里。
And then the word of God will go on and bear fruit.
这样神的道就会继续生长，结出果实。
And then there is a second type of soil.
第二种泥土。
The second of many ways in which your heart can become compacted is what the Bible calls the root of bitterness.
使你心里刚硬的第二种原因，就是圣经所说苦毒的根。
You say, what is that?
你问了，那是什么呀？
Some people have that root of bitterness so deep in their heart that they're not even able to comprehend it.
有些人心中的苦涩埋藏在深处，连他们自己也不懂得为什么会这样。
They try to deal with the symptoms.
他们尝试处理外表的症状。
But the problem is the disease.
但问题是里面的病。
They try to deal with the fruit, but the problem is with the root.
他们尝试处理所结的果子，但问题却在根部。
And when the root of bitterness takes hold in your heart, there is hardness in the heart.
当苦涩在你心里生了根，你的心就会变得刚硬。
Bitterness will so compact your heart that your heart cannot receive the word of God.
苦涩充满你的心，使它刚硬，不能接受神的道。
Even if you read the scripture 24 hours a day, it does not help you.
就算你一天24小时都在读圣经，也无济于事。
Let me give you an illustration.
让我举个例子说明。
They've discovered in one of the pyramids of Egypt a grain of wheat.
人们在埃及的金字塔里找到一粒麦子。
Scientists who found it ran a test on it.
科学家拿去化验。
And they said that seed must have been there at least 3,000 years.
他们说那粒麦子在那里至少有3000年的历史了。
It was sitting on a hard rock.
麦子是留在一块坚固的石头上的。
And it just stayed there.
它一直在那里。
One person calculated that if that seed was being planted and harvested,
有人计算过，如果把那粒麦子栽种收成，
for all these 3,000 years,
经过3000年之后，
it would have created enough food to feed the whole world for 2 days.
这些麦子所制造的食物足足供应全球两天的需用。
But it sat there on that hard rock.
但那麦子放在石头上，
producing no fruit.
没有结出任何果实。
And I pray tonight that you be a productive believer.
今天我希望你成为一个有果效的信徒。
That your heart is not hardened.
你的心不再刚硬。
And if your heart is hardened, that you will confess tonight.
如果你的心是刚硬的，今天就向神认罪。
Ask the Lord to forgive you for your sin.
求主赦免你的罪。
Remove the root of bitterness.
除去苦涩的毒根。
In order that your heart be plowed again.
好让你的心能够被耕耘。
Next time when we meet again, I'm going to tell you about 2 other types of soils.
下次我会讲关于其他两种的土壤。
Until the next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
是啊，撒旦使神的话语在我们的生命中失去了作用。或许我们刚认识主，或者刚刚经历低谷时，会紧紧地与神同在。但事过境迁之后呢，却会不自觉地放弃读经和祷告，放弃与神亲近的时间。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，愿我们来亲近渴慕神的道，并且愿意顺服，使神的道在我们生命中能够大大地发出功效。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大地祝福你们，我们下次再会。
万事都不相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，叫